Welcome back out to the Brew Kettle in Amherst. We've got the High School Football Coaches Preview Show, and we're having a blast here catching up with all the Lorain County High School Football Coaches. Our preview show is brought to you by the Brew Kettle on Church Street in Amherst and by Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford, at the corner of Route 57 and East Broad Street. Well, we were just talking with Avon head coach Mike Elder about his next man up mentality. And we've got our next man up. We've got Mike Akers, the head football coach at Oberlin. Coach Akers, we appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Hang on a second, coach. There we go. Now you're good.
I said, where else can you be talking football and having a good time with the, you know, guys you face and respected over the years?
Well, you guys are in an interesting situation now, as there have been no practices for at least a few days, and you're still kind of waiting to hear when that might change. Have they given you any indication as to what kind of timeline you guys are looking at?
I think we're going to find out tomorrow after they have the press conference. We'll find out if it's a go for Ohio. I think we'll be a go after that, and we'll probably start up again on Wednesday.
And this will be an unusual season for all of us, but for you guys, you don't really have any traditional home games. You were telling me a few weeks ago you'll be playing games at Elyria and at Lorain, right?
One at Lorain. We'll play Clearview at Lorain. And if we, with the six games, I don't know, because two of our three non-conference were at home games. So will we play two at Elyria? I don't know. Everything's so up in the air. And with an 18 conference, and if it's a six game, who was the other game you don't play? Was that a home game? So we're in the dark like everybody else.
A lot of questions, not many answers at this point, but again, that's the world that we're living in. And you guys are coming off a season where you went 1-9 a year ago, and you're bringing back a total of 10 letter winners. And I know you have some skill position players that you're really excited about.
We lost one. He moved out of the district. Jaden Harris, our running back. But we're excited about, you know, Quest Ramon, maybe. He's probably our main guy we'll go to and we'll do different things with. And Dante Colbert, our quarterback, Andre Yarber, and then we have a young sophomore who will be a junior this year, Davion Witherspoon. He's a big thumper. We'll put him back there and see what he can do.
Now, depth, I know, is something you guys are still working on, and developing numbers is a really tough thing to do, especially in the midst of a pandemic. What are some of the major challenges that you guys are dealing with on a daily basis in a time like this where it's really hard to develop depth?
I mean, you're right about that. It's just a combination of everything. You know, you got some kids that aren't playing because, you know, their parents are concerned. And then we, in our situation, you lose two or three kids, you lose a lot. I mean, you lose four or five positions. So, I mean, with the extra timeouts and things like that, that's going to help us because a lot of kids are going to go both ways. And it's just a strange year. It's hard to even, I mean, this is my 31st year, and it's just hard to wrap, you know, yourself around what's going on.
Tough for all of us. There's no question about that. Again, Oberlin head coach Mike Akers joining us here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst for the High School Football Coaches Preview Show. You mentioned some of these names. I want to go over a few others. Naz Roundtree is one of your key newcomers. Now, with a name like Roundtree, he strikes me as the kind of guy that might play in the trenches. What kind of player is he?
Call him Shaft, you know, after Richard Roundtree. My age is showing, you know, remember that show. So, I mean, if he's there with us, you know, he'll contribute. Believe it or not, when I coached in Lorain, I had him there. So he's familiar with me and the staff. And, you know, Anthony Freeman, he'll help us out. You know, they're question marks. But, you know, Quest is proven, Dante's proven, and Andre's proven. He played linebacker for us last year. And on the line, we have Zeke Lotlier and probably our best lineman, you know, with Jaden Turner. He's the leader of our team, and, you know, we'll go, you know, he's just, if we had five like him, it'd be really good.
We've spoken to, well, not every, but I think all but two of the Lorain County League coaches. We've got a couple coming up later, and Lou Cowles with Wellington, of course, Coach War with Columbia. So we've spoken to most of the coaches in the conference, and it seems like you're getting to that point where we can confidently say, it is going to be a meat grinder every single week. And that Lorain County League last year was a really fun race all the way down to the final couple weeks of the season. I mean, from your perspective, and how fun is it to coach in that conference?
Oh, it is. I mean, I've known these guys for years. Some of them I coached when they played. So I've seen them when, you know, when they played. And I've known Mike, you know, for years, and Grizz. You know, so we just, you know, I mean, we just go back so far. So it's nice to see him when you get there. And, you know, Jason Ward, we have, you know, we went to grad school together. So, you know, we go way back. And it's just nice to get to see them. You know, they understand what you're going through, and, you know, you understand what they're doing. But, we, you know, we played, like, last year, I think it was 27-20, Black River, you know, Clearview. We take it to the fourth quarter. We were right there. We got beat by a Hail Mary by Wellington, you know, and we had them. We had the lead with a minute something to go in that game, minute 10. We just couldn't finish things off, you know, and, you know, it was tough. And, you know, against even Keystone, you know, I think they took us a little lightly, and we put some points up on them doing some different things. And I think it angered them a little bit, you know. But yeah, they're pretty good. But, I think we put 30 on them. So, you know, we just got to play better defense and try to score some points.
Well, talking about the situation with your home games, or lack thereof, mm-hmm. this year, I'm sure there's a certain level of difficulty that comes along with that. Now, hopefully, you guys will benefit from that in the next year or so when you have a new facility built. Mm-hmm. I know the talk for a little while was maybe of playing some of your home games at Overland College, but with their plan about a month ago to get rid of the fall sports schedule altogether until further notice, I know that kind of threw a damper on your plans to play there. How tough do you think it's going to be for the kids this year to not have any home games?
You know, with coming, you know, they haven't practiced, so just to play, I think they'll be excited. They'll play anywhere. They'll play in the parking lot if they have to. They had to play on the road. They don't, you know, they don't care. It's still, you know, both teams are playing on the same thing. And if there's no fans in the stands, how much of a home field advantage will it be? You know what I'm saying? So, but the college is a great facility. We enjoyed it. You know, we played well there last year. I know we played four games there. We didn't come out on the top side, but, you know, sitting with three coaches over there now, they'll tell you we played them tough. I don't know what it is, but, you know, the Oberlin College is a really nice facility, and I don't mind going there. It's a half mile down the road. You know, I'm an Elyria kid. We used to have to walk from the high school to the stadium. You know, it's shorter than that, you know, so it's not an issue for us, you know, and it's a good facility. I don't know, you know, to use it once a week, six times a year for the college or whatever they have, their field hockey and things like that. Friday night, why shouldn't we use it? You know, it's there.
That's a great facility. There's no question about that. Again, we're catching up with Overland head coach Mike Akers here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. And, you know, you guys had a couple days of practice before they shut things down at the beginning of last week. How much time did you get a chance to spend with the kids, and what stood out about that group that you had in practice?
Well, we've seen them through June and July. You know, when we went through the steps, when the step two, step one, you know, and we got, you know, and we've seen them through July. And, was very happy with the way our, you know, quarterback coming in this year, Andre Yarber. You know, he's a cousin of the kid I had in 17 that just, you know, lit everything on fire in the county. But he has really improved, and I think he's going to be, you know, he's going to do a nice job and get us in our right place. We call a lot of things at the line of scrimmage, and he's a smart kid. He's a basketball player, you know, point guard, so he's used to being in control. So, you know, he's probably improved the most of everybody we've had in the position that we have him in.
You mentioned a few names a few moments ago I want to come back to. And, well, the first one I think that comes to mind is Quest Ramon Bebe. And that's a guy that he really turned some heads. One of the better receivers in the Lorain County League last year. How do you think he's grown from last year?
Well, he did. I mean, he wrestled. He turned his body around. He's very muscular. We're expecting huge things from him. We're going to get the ball in his hands as much as we can. And he's gonna run the show. I mean, we're gonna get it to him. Where last year he just took off. He started the year on JV, and all of a sudden he started playing. And had two interceptions against Clearview, a couple touchdown receptions against Clearview. That was like his coming out party. And then just through the rest of the year, he just went on. I mean, Firelands game, and just had great. He has had a great, you know, week 5 through 10 last year. Punt return 80 yards against Keystone. 80-yard reception against Keystone. You know, against quality opponents, not, you know, teams he should do that to. So Quest he's our main focus. We want to get the ball to him.
Great stuff. Well, Coach, you've been here, I think, since we signed on around 6 o'clock, and you were nice enough to hang out until it was your turn to step in here. So we appreciate your patience, and as always, we appreciate the time.
I knew I was going to see guys. I don't get to see all the time, you know. You only see them when you have your, you know, your conference meetings, and you see them, you know, once in a while when you play them. And, like I said, we all in the conference, we know each other. Even with Scott over at Brookside now, I used to be at Brookside, so he asked me a lot of questions about that when we first met. And so it was, you know, it's good just to see him, you know, have a refreshment with him, and, you know, catch up on some things, because, you know, instead of competing all the time, we don't have a chance just to get together. So beautiful night, come down to the Brew Kettle, enjoy some good food, enjoy some good company. You can't beat it.
You can't. You just can't. Coach, no. Thanks as always
for
your time.
All right, thank you.